percent. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain showers, going down to the upper 20s tomorrow night. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny all day, highs around 40 degrees. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Oh yes, on today's program, it's all about hearts and flowers. Yes, love is in the air. Can you feel it? Let's get ready for Valentine's Day. It's so fine. It's sunshine. It's the word love.
Say the word, you'll be free. Say the word, be like me. Say the word, I'm thinking of. Have you heard the word is love? It's so fine, it's sunshine. It's the word. But now I've got it, the word is good. Spread the word and you'll be free. Spread the word and be like me. Spread the word I'm thinking of. Have you heard the word is love? It's so fine, it's sunshine. It's the word.
Why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails. Like on seashores there are shells. Like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for everyone. Oh, 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 oh.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life I love you more. For people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life I love you more. In my life I love you more.
John Lennon with the Beatles from Rubber Soul, 1965. John Lennon has the ability, had the ability to put his feelings in the first person and just capture his emotions so succinctly in his songs. In My Life, I Love You More. The song we started that set with was also from Rubber Soul, another song mainly by John Lennon, Say the Word and You'll Be Free. It's so fine. It's sunshine. It's the word love. And in between those two songs, it was Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life from 1976. If It's Magic. So John Lennon, Paul McCartney and John Lennon, what an incredible synergy between them. And They both had their unique approaches to love songs, but Paul McCartney was definitely, schmaltzy. He had a different approach to love, and he wrote some beautiful songs when he was with the Beatles, but the songs I want to play right now from Paul McCartney were from a recording released in 2012 called Kisses on the Bottom. And that refers to kisses at the bottom of a letter. And so it's an interesting collection of jazz, American standards, and a couple of original songs. So I wanted to play Paul's original song and a couple of others from this album. The song is called My Valentine. And in the liner notes, I love it because he talks about writing this song. After we hear Paul's original, My Valentine, we're going to hear That's the Story, That's the Glory of Love by Billy Hall. And then another song, My Very Good Friend, the Milkman. Paul puts his special spin on these songs. But first, here's the liner notes. Here's what Paul had to say about writing the song, My Valentine. Quote, this is Paul. I was in Morocco with Nancy, who's now my wife, and we were having a nice holiday, but it was raining rather a lot. I said, it's a pity it's raining. And she said, it doesn't matter. We can still have a good time. And I'm like that too. I don't mind at all. So there was an old piano, slightly out of tune, in the foyer of the hotel. And there was this lovely Irish guy who knew so much old stuff, really deep stuff like Beautiful Dreamer, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. Again, stuff from my dad's era. I used to enjoy listening to him in the evenings, and he put me in mind of that genre. So one afternoon when it was raining, I was in that foyer, and without anyone noticing except a couple of waiters who were clearing up, I sat at the piano, and I started knocking around with this little tune, kind of in the style that I knew he played in What If It Rained, We Didn't Care. She said that someday soon the sun was going to shine. And there was my Irish buddy sitting right behind me. He'd been listening to me all the time. Oh, that's great. A nice little vote of confidence in the song. When I played it to Tommy, he said, yeah, I love it, great. So we did that one, and eventually I had the pleasure of working with Eric Clapton, who put a lovely acoustic guitar part on. Oh, and by the way, I forgot the important ingredient. The day I wrote it was Valentine's Day. A fairly important fact. It was our first dance. Very romantic.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights
would pass me by. I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her for life, and I will never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. She makes me certain that I can fly, and so I do, without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine, my Valentine. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. Gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, and that's the glory of love. Now laugh a little, cry a little, until the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You gotta win a little, lose a little, always have the blues a little. 'Cause that's the story of, yeah, that's the glory of love. Thank you. long as there's the two of us, we got the world and all its charms. But when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You gotta win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little, 'cause that's the story of, and that's the glory of love. And that's the glory of love. The milkman says that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me. My very good friend, the mailman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address, and he suggests that you should marry me. Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say that they've been watching little things I do, and they perceive that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say that they've been watching little things I do, and they perceive that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me.
Paul McCartney, my very good friend, the milkman. Right before that, that's the story, that's the glory of love. And the first song we heard in that set was original, a composition from Paul McCartney's Kisses on the Bottom, released in 2012. I'm Kathy Geary, and are you feeling it? Love is in the air. We're getting ready for Valentine's Day. So, singer-songwriters, lots of people weigh in on the subject of romance and love. But there's one songwriter who reaches into my heart and describes things in a way like nobody else can. Joni Mitchell has the ability to describe a romance from inside of the relationship in a total way that you don't often hear. Like in John Lennon's song, we started off with some Beatles songs. We're going to end with a couple of Beatles songs, by the way. There's nobody that could write a love song the way that Paul McCartney did or the way that John Lennon did. And in John and Paul's songs, it's always first person. I feel this, I feel that. But Joni Mitchell has the way of describing what a relationship is like and telling you a story that paints a picture for you. So we're going to hear three songs about love that I think really capture the essence of Joni's style and that ability. She released her third album in 1970 called Ladies of the Canyon. And this was her first departure from being an acoustic singer-songwriter. She started to incorporate other instruments in her production. And the song is called Conversation. He comes by for conversation. And then we're going to hear a few years later in 1974 from the album Court and Spark. We'll hear the title track. And then we'll hear a song called Help Me, I Think I'm Falling in Love. This is Joni Mitchell, Conversation.
Comfort him sometimes. Comfort and consultation. He knows that's what he'll find. I bring him apples and cheeses. He brings me songs to play. He sees me when he pleases. I see him in cafes and I only say hello and turn away before his lady knows how much I want to see him. She removes him like a ring to wash her hands. She only brings him out to show her friends. I want a free. Secrets and shame. How our time began. Love is a story told to a friend. It's secondhand, but I'll listen to his questions. I'll give my answers when they're found. Says she keeps him guessing, but I know she keeps him down. She speaks in sorry sentences, miraculous repentances. I don't believe her. Tomorrow he will come to me and he'll speak his sorrow endlessly and he'll ask me why. Why can I leave her? Conversation. comfort him sometimes. Comfort and consolation, he knows that's what he'll find. He knows that's what he'll find.
Thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spar. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your freedom. I think I'm fine. 'cause I've seen some hot, hot places come down to smoke and ash. We love our loving. Not like we love. With a lady with a hole in her stocking, didn't it feel good? Didn't it feel good? Like we love our
Joni Mitchell, weighing in on the subject of love. We heard tracks from two of her albums. That was Help Me, and we heard the title track from Court and Spark, released in 1974. And we started that set with a song called Conversation from Ladies of the Canyon, referring to Laurel Canyon in California, where Joni lived when she was writing this music. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we're warming up for Valentine's Day. And there's another musician who I always associate with Joni Mitchell. David Crosby discovered Joni and when she was a solo singer-songwriter playing gigs up and down the East Coast. And he took her back to Los Angeles, and he got her her first record deal, and he produced her first album, and he collaborated with her on guitar styles. And even though there is, I guess, as happens in many relationships, a certain animosity going back and forth between them at one point, they still have so much connection in my mind musically. Let's listen to a song from David Crosby's album called Cros, which is a nickname for him, that was released in 2014. David Crosby went through over 14 years, quite a long time, without writing or recording any music. You know, after his illustrious career with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, he did launch into a solo career, but the album Cros was only his fourth studio album. We're going to listen to a song called Find Heart. And it's a song that he wrote in collaboration with his son, James Raymond, and the acoustic guitarist on the album, Marcus Eaton. And the song is called Find Heart. And the line in the song that just speaks to me is this incredible line. It goes, "Find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul." That's so beautiful. Hearts and flowers, people. And then after that, we're going to hear from another prolific songwriter, Paul Simon. In 2012, he released the album So Beautiful or So What? And there's one song on there that talks about a marriage. And it's so beautiful. The song is called Dazzling Blue. Let's start with David Crosby.
find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul. In the stillness of the water, find the peace to make you whole. A passage to illumination, pulling light from the black of coal.
Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat.
Go as deep as you can get. In a whisper, in a shout, say it how you want it said to you. In a voice so free of doubt, all your victories are ringing true. Breath rising to the surface, ascending slowly into the blue.
Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat.
Go as deep as you can get.
Touching skin, the eyes of a lover and the words of a friend. All the goodness that lies within is lying just around the bend.
In the frame of an open door, see the truth and strike the light. Miles of stone to reach the core, a million answers in love's disguise.
Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat.
Go as deep as you can get.
Or So What, Dazzling Blue. And right before that, David Crosby from his Cross album, Find a Heart. So today's program, it's about love. It's about romance. And there's been some beautiful poetry written over the years about love. But one of the poems that has always really appealed to me was written by a woman, Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was a poet in the mid-1800s in the Victorian era. and she had she fell in love with another novelist and poet named Robert Browning, but her father was frowning upon their marriage. So Robert and Elizabeth had a correspondence, and they wrote love letters back and forth to each other before they finally married. So I'd like to read an excerpt from Elizabeth Barrett Browning's poem. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. And Robert Browning wrote a poem in response to that. Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be. Well, John Lennon and Yoko Ono loved those poems. And when they were recording what would turn out to be John Lennon's final recordings, they were recording the album Double Fantasy. And John and Yoko had each written a song based on those poems, but they never did make it into the studio. There was an album right after John died called Milk and Honey, which Yoko produced and released. And there's a cassette recording of John Lennon singing the song that he wrote inspired by Robert Browning's poem. It's called Grow Old With Me. This is John Lennon's.
can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then, and yeah, love is all you need. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. Stay tuned, the Janice Adams Show is coming right up. The forecast for tonight is for some rain. It's going down to the upper 30s. Chance of rain tonight is at 90%, and the rain continues through tomorrow. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York, Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate on Main Street.